he bought an iPad. Should you? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The iPad makes its retail debut tomorrow. A hardcore group of Apple fans pre-ordered the tablets, which they hope will arrive tomorrow as well. As for the rest of us, we'll start our should I buy an iPad deliberations in earnest. We wanted to hear from people who've already taken the plunge, so we put out word by Twitter and Facebook. One of those who answered the call is Patrick Roan, a St. Paul technology consultant and author of a blog called Minimal Mac. As a fan of just enough to do the job computing, Roan ordered a Wi-Fi-only 64-gig iPad, which will become his main computer, replacing an aging MacBook laptop.
The iPad represents the perfect portable machine for me, and the MacBook will essentially become its more powerful desktop adjunct or cousin, as it were.
All right, so give me an idea how you plan to use your new iPad in some detail here.
For just about everything I currently do now. If I'm out at a client's, I oftentimes need to take some notes or need to add some items to my task list. They're specific to that client because I'm a technology consultant by trade during the day. Or I need to look up information to help me solve a client problem. All of those things are just as available to me on the iPad as they would be on a full-fledged laptop computer. My posting to my blog and writing and curating that, which is a lot of surfing the web and, you know, a lot of, you know, typing up short, pithy little takes on what I find, all of that can be done from an iPad.
Why not give it some time? Wait for the second or even third generation of iPad to come out to make sure that it's going to be better than, you know, the first one.
I'm getting the very first one because, unfortunately, as a technology consultant, or perhaps even fortunately, I'm the one who has to kind of be ahead of the game. My clients are going to be asking me about the iPad.
That's a pretty convenient excuse, man. You just
Yes. It is a convenient excuse and has been a good excuse for a number of technology purchases.
Patrick Roan of the Minimal Mac blog. He has no doubts about the iPad, but there are some good reasons to stay away for now, according to CNET's Molly Wood, co-host of the Buzz Out Loud podcast.
This is the first one out of the gate, and there are going to be, obviously, there's going to be a lot of competition to the iPad. For me, I think it's going to get cheaper. I would rather wait until that 3G wireless is free instead of it comes with a monthly cost. And you know, they're going to have to work out the flash issue somehow. This just isn't going to be a good internet device if you can't get the whole internet on it. So to me, that's the biggest reason to either wait for the next generation or wait for maybe a competitor from somebody like Google.
Right. How long do you think that market will take to develop? When will there be a whole slew of great tablet computers to choose from?
I think it's coming quickly. I really do. I think this whole market was totally energized by the Apple announcement. And so I suspect that within the next 6 months, you'll see a ton of these coming out. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of Google Chrome OS offering, you know, within at least announced within 3 or 4 months.
Molly Wood of CNET. Are you getting an iPad? Let us know how you like it. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm John Gordon, no H in John, or on Facebook at facebook.com/John Gordon. This is Future Tense.